Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You got Mikey V in the house, because why wouldn't you have Mikey V in the house? And you have Giuseppe D coming in onto the house as well with a brand new cup of tea.
Little Earl Grey there, Joseph. Settle those nerves down.
Kind of jasmine pearl or something. I don't know.
Sure. Michael, you wore the living shit out of that shirt and hat combo.
No, I didn't. I wore it in the living room one day, this shirt. That's it.
Is that sucker washed? Because it was quite the day that we had to just...
The day of sitting on the couch and fucking ordering Chinese food,
Sometimes that's when you're at your smelliest. Just ask Joey D.
That thing's seen some reps, man. My goodness.
Oh, man, dude.
That thing's going to have mothballs crawling through it pretty soon.
I wore this shirt for half a day on the couch, dude. That's it. So maybe your memories need a little help. Maybe need
that thing should be aired outside for a couple of days.
I got another thing you could air outside for a couple of days, but I'm not going to get into it.
All right? Go ahead.
No. I'm good. I didn't come on this show to take pot shots. I came on to record a good podcast. I'm showing my support for the Great American Race. Thank you to NASCAR. What a race tonight. Two crashes fucked it up. It was a legendary 500 before that. Our guy, William Byron, comes out of the winner of 500.
It's Burton. Come on, Mikey.
Go check
Bob, the guy who won is not Burton, Bob.
Oh, I'm talking about our guy.
No, I'm saying the guy who won is William Byron. And by the way, our guy's name is not William Burton either.
So that's Matt. It's not Matt.
Harrison. No, all apologies to Harrison.
I'm here.
It was Harrison Burton and Todd Gillian.
William Byron won the Daytona 500. It just ended literally seconds ago.
I'm here. Yeah, hands up.
As you should.
Hands up. I tell Mikey to put his hand up, but that old stinker he's got on his on that shirt.
Might fog up the lens of that laptop.
How about Joe correcting you on the guy's name? No. It's Matt Burton. No, wrong on that one.
I said Harrison. I changed it. I met the guy yesterday for the first time. Not yesterday. 2 days ago. I mean, what are we doing here?
No, I'm correct. I'm making sure that people understand what actually goes on.
We're not here to mince meat, dude.
Dude, where did you come from, man? Honestly, like, I know Canada, but not like Jupiter. Like, you were born.
You never heard that saying? We're not here mincing meat.
No, I've heard we're not here to mince words. I've never heard of mince meat. I mean, I know what mince meat is, but I never heard of that saying. No, I got to be honest. I never have.
Yeah, this guy.
Did you double bag that tea, by the way? Is that a double bag?
I think it's a jasmine pearl and chamomile.
It's chamomile's nice.
Hey, two tea bags, one cup.
No, he's great. I will say that might low-key be one of the better show starts to the Brilliantly Dumb Show we've ever had. We got a lot to unpack, but before anything, warm round of applause for the fellas. Warm round of applause for this show that is real, real hot right now. And it's a beautiful thing. We were just in Daytona, where, if we're being quite frank, we did nothing. We did absolutely nothing. Now, we contributed to the organization, I believe. I think our videos and everything. I thought
we did a lot.
Well, let's unpack that a little bit, Joseph, because the first day we were supposed to golf with the drivers got rained out. So we ended up going go-karting. That was a blast, where we met the one and only William Burton, dear friend of the pod, one of our favorite racers.
Harrison Burton.
Harrison, Bob.
Harrison. Damn, dude. All right.
Harrison Burton and Todd Gillian.
Dear friend of the pod. We went to K1 and we raced with them, which was a blast. Really was. It's just a lot of fun. And these things go really fast. I mean, this isn't your normal go-karts. Mikey decided to opt out with the fused back that he's got. So Mikey, and I will be honest. At first, I'm like, how come Mikey's not getting in the car? I thought it's because maybe a size thing.
He wouldn't
thing.
Have fit in there.
There you go.
Well, that was one thing, but it wasn't that. Like, I'll cram in, but I was really honestly, like, I saw some of the hits you guys took on that track. Totally. Bro, like, that could have really fucked myself up. I just can't do that right now. Hopefully in another month, like, I'll see, you know, hopefully another month or so, I'll be good. But
Harrison and the NASCAR drivers didn't take it easy on us either. They were pumping us. And I'll be honest with you, Mikey, I took a shot out of the gate where I hit the fender or whatever you call it. And yeah. I understood not going. It hurt. Perez's body gave out where he just moved into the right-hand lane and started to let people pass after he was having a great start.
Well, you have to understand, like, we were in those guys. I mean, that's their domain. The track is their domain. And let me tell you something. People recognized us at that track, but the majority of people there had no idea who we were, and they knew exactly who those two guys were. Uh-huh. Obviously, they were there for the Daytona 500. They recognized those guys instantly. There's no way those guys were going to take it easy on you. There was just never a world where they were going to, like, take it easy on you. And I asked the inverse question, I guess, would be, it'd be like if you guys took them out golfing, like, if you golf with them, would you take it easy on them with the cameras rolling? I would say, no, you shouldn't. I would say, no, you shouldn't.
I don't think we could take it easy on anybody.
I don't know.
We'd be fighting for our lives.
Yeah, but these guys, like, if these guys never golf, though, Joe, you guys golf a lot more often than you know, guys who don't golf, like, all the time, you know? So
yeah, that's fair.
If these guys shoot 100 regularly, like, that could be embarrassing when you guys are shooting in the 80s or the 90s.
If we have a good day in the 80s, yeah. There's some bad days in the 90s, Michael.
Okay.
Mikey, we're pretty bad, man.
I thought you guys were, like, consistently high 80s.
I'm
normal. I'd say, well, Bob, yeah, I'm just as bad as you.
We're bad, Joe. We're pretty bad.
We are probably, without question, like, the worst golfers within the YouTube golf space.
Totally.
We're definitely like in contention. Like, I'd say that we're up there.
Yeah.
Okay. But that being said, Bob, we do put, from time to time, we put some good rounds together.
Shot an 84 at TPC Scottsdale. Stroke
play. That's a great score.
No mulligans.
The point here was that there was just never going to be a world where these two guys weren't going to go balls to the wall in those.
No, they were making it very clear too that they weren't going to let us just.
One guy, Harrison said that if he had lost, he would have lost his job. He would have had to look for a new job.
Well, Todd bashed into me. I almost got whiplash. By the way, because he said no bumping. So I was trying to be mindful of that. If I'd go back and do it, I'd bump a fucking crazy. Like, I would start bumping. Yeah, there's bumping going on like crazy, man. They threatened that if there's a lot of bumping, that you could get removed from the track.
They were never going to do that. They were never.
I knew that now.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't. I mean, that would have been insane. Go-kart place kicks NASCAR drivers off the fucking.
I thought you were going to say they weren't going to bump us because they were.
No, I'm saying what Joe said. The girl girl from K1 was like, she was really given the 10th degree of rules before you guys got in the car.
She was
reading down the list, and she did make that an adamant point that if you bumped, there was a chance you'd get removed. I don't think that would have ever happened.
Oh, I agree.
There were so many flags. black flag, blue flag, green flag, checker flag, red flag.
When's the last time that place had guys who are going to race in the Daytona 500 the next day race in a go-kart?
You know,
like, you're going to throw them off? I don't buy it.
I was thinking, like, by the way, so these carts, they go 45 miles per hour.
No, they were legit, dude.
It's a tight track. So 45 miles per hour might not seem like much, but it's a tight track. It's not like a big open. You're swerving, and they laid some shots. With that being said, Harrison Burton, our guy who we decided to bet on, within the first 5 minutes of Daytona, had to leave because he got into an accident.
Within 5 minutes.
It was early. But I'm
he's okay though. I believe he's okay.
Good,
which is the most important thing.
By the way, what a great guy. I mean, we really had a ball with them. But yeah, that was tough to see. But I'm watching them, and you know, they were going at it with each other. It was like watching two fighter pilots maneuver each other, and the whiplash that Burton got on one of them. I'm watching, I'm like, how the fuck are these guys? It would be like Mahomes playing flag football before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was a good point. I was surprised that they do let them do that without any like recourse. That is interesting. Yeah, that's a good analogy. I feel like it's like allowing like Kawhi Leonard to play in a pickup basketball game the day before.
Well,
the
NBA it was a finals. Pivot. It was a pivot due to an act of God.
Yeah, but still, that, like these guys, like Mahomes has it written in his contract where it's like he can't do X, Y, Z or anything.
No, I know, but sort. I'm saying initially we were supposed to golf with them, and then the rain just completely derailed the entire weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as you may know, probably from listening to this episode, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by NASCAR and Better Health 400 at Atlanta Motor Speedway, Sunday, February 25th, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox, coming in hot. You got the star drivers. You got Chase Elliott. You got Ryan Blaney, Ross Chastain, Danny Hamlin, Bubba Wallace, a lot of people in the race. Fun time to be a part of NASCAR. We're big on NASCAR. If you are sitting down on your couch Sunday, February 25th, you are in damn good hands. NASCAR, you can't go wrong. Special sport. Special sport. What took place with Joey D on the track? And a lot of times I have a good idea if Joe really believes something or not. Like, for example, I'll play him in Madden and I'll work him, and he'll actually like yell at the controller or like blame the game. Like, and he's like dead serious when he's doing it, but I know deep down that he knows that that's not the case. But after the results came in of the race, what took place? And you tell it from your end because you really saw it, but I really do believe that Joe thinks he was shafted by the race and he was pissed. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, here's what I could tell you. Obviously, I was commentating on the whole race, so I watched the whole race. They had a live leaderboard, an LED board on the track that gave up to the lap updates of who was in first, second, third,
fourth. That thing needs to be recalibrated.
All the way through six. Joe was in sixth. He was in last. I told him, I was like, Joe, you're in last. He's like, no, that's wrong. I go, that's the board. I go, it's legit. No. No, and then he claims, now these are his claims, and I'll list them as they were given to me. Number one, his car was shut down involuntarily while he was on the track, and he wasn't able to get it back up. They shut him down for what reason, we still don't know.
No, they shut everybody down because Bob couldn't get out of the gates.
That's because okay. my car didn't work. So everybody was
then,
shut down.
Is that then, not true?
Yes, because I had to change cars, but everybody was stopped.
So that's a true claim. Right out of the gates.
But that didn't affect your...
It did.
Then I was told that Bob received a booster car because it was a rigged race.
So you don't believe that, right?
I don't think he got a booster car, but I do think that, you know, they stopped us again in order to aid Bob to proceed past everyone else.
Okay.
Oh, so ridiculous. Okay. Keep going, Mikey.
Okay, so then the race concluded, and I told him, you know, I was like, you know, you finished in last, and he was not accepting that as reality. And I said, I'm just going by with the LED board that's been updating.
Bro, I lapped Perez. How is it possible that I came last?
Because Perez was driving like Jeff Gordon for the first 10 minutes of the race.
But I lapped him. If you lap somebody, you don't come last. You don't come last if you lap somebody else.
I think Perez had gone. I think Perez may have lapped everyone in the very beginning. Yes, he was like bat out of hell. Then halfway through the race, he just died. Halfway through the race, he just gave up. He stopped.
His body gave out.
Couldn't turn the steering wheel anymore. So he just tapped out in the middle. I never seen anything like it. The best analogy I could give is if a boxer, like their corner, just throws the towel in. He just threw the towel in on mid track and he just stopped.
It was like that guy who fought Mike Tyson, that white guy. The ring, they threw the towel in because the towel was going to get killed. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
By the way, Mikey put a video out on Instagram for NASCAR that's hysterical, but Ticket and Bone have the footage from K1, and we were deciding whether or not we should play it. Now that we're talking about it, we should play it. Watching Perez drive around that track in the little go-karter, you could hear from my audio. My audio is hysterical because I thought it was the funniest thing when I would be behind one of them and you don't know who it is, and then you see their body. It's like we were playing Mario Kart. And then when you turn
Perez was definitely Bowser.
Yeah, you like that.
or Donkey Kong.
I would have been Wario.
Yeah, you're probably. A Wario.
Yeah. It was one of the funniest things I think I have ever seen. But a blast nonetheless. But after the go-karting, Daytona got shut down. So we literally did nothing but eat. And we got our videos out. We did everything NASCAR asked us to do. We loved working for NASCAR. Very successful. The videos did great. We want to work with NASCAR again. With that being said, if we're calling a spade, we sat on that couch and we ate more food than you could possibly imagine. And the bottom line is, fellas, in all seriousness, we talk about it all the time. We got to make a change, because what took place this weekend in the food department was despicable.
You are one of the main, if not the main culprit, Bob.
I am not by any means excluding me out of. I am absolutely one of.
So you're saying, but that the we needing to make a change is a complete collective.
Of course, I ate every single calorie that. Of course, Joseph, go ahead.
I have to be honest. I think that Michael was a massive contributor to the bad decisions that happened in terms of food this weekend.
I'm not saying I wasn't.
You were one of the worst.
He was pretty bad.
Dude, you were talking about getting ice cream before we ordered dinner.
Fair.
We were in the restaurant. We hadn't ordered entrees. You're like, I could really go for one of those taco waffles tonight.
Yo, how good were those tacos?
Those are great. Those are great.
Anyway, but Joe... You're right about the ice cream. I had all eyes on. I've eaten ice cream now for 4 nights in a row. So that has to give. Something has to give there. That will stop. It'll cease tonight. That'll be it. And then we'll clean slate it tomorrow. But your suggestion yesterday was one of the worst ever. You said, Michael, I've got my eyes on Chinese. Once you said Chinese, you gave the Chinese wreck. That's a tough wreck for me to get away from.
But I don't think we went crazy with it. Like, we shared a thing of rice, and I had a soup. I had a dumpling soup.
We have no business eating Chinese for lunch. Like, we just have no business doing that.
I thought it was a magical
place. I thought it was great.
It was, but Joe,
I thought it was great.
We did.
And the day before, Bob, I ordered a salad.
You ordered a salad.
I didn't have ice cream last night either. There were some conscious decisions mixing with a lot of bad ones, but there were some conscious decisions on my part.
Wasn't it a salad with a bowl of chili?
No, I had a Greek salad.
I had a giant Greek salad in Arizona.
And in Arizona, you guys had Wendy's, and I had,
he had a taco salad with the chili.
And I had a bowl of chili. So I'm making some small victories.
We had Wendy's the first night that we got to Daytona.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of other bad decisions that I won't. But I'm saying that at least I had the wherewithal a couple of times throughout the trip to, err on the side of caution.
Well, I will say
– whereas the guy below me was balls to the wall.
Wow, Michael. What do you have to say for yourself?
I mean, I kind of enjoyed him just being a glutton because normally he's like the only subs cardio king and he's a Peloton master and all this. So it was kind of nice to see him let loose a little bit.
He's absolutely
He was a poster boy for gluttony this weekend. you can't deny it, Michael.
No, I'm not, but like I really do feel as though we all shared in that. But I was campaigning heavy for ice cream like they were running for the presidency this year. There's no doubt about it.
Go ahead, Bob.
Oh no, something that he kept pushing for, which by pushing for this, it opens the floodgates to the other options that we landed on. And we never ended up going with this. He pushed Burger King left, right, and center. Now, is that because he was in the industry for some time and wanted to support Burger King? Possibly.
He's a loyal guy.
When we sat there the last night, it was, first off, it was a blast of a trip. If you sit in that living room with that crew and you let Joe do his thing, he will have you. I laughed for 3 days straight just being in that living room together and all hanging out. It was, when Joey D's on, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
You could put a camera in that living room and let it run. Obviously, you'd have to do a little bit of clipping and editing here and there, but you could let that run, and I really feel as though that would just watching us eat and gamble all day would be an unbelievable program.
It's hysterical.
We might die. We'd die within like a couple years, I would think. But still good.
At the end of the last night, I don't know why, but I put a list together of what we ate from the time we arrived in Daytona. Mikey tweeted this today, and it's hard to see. You ready for this? We get to Daytona, Wendy's, ice cream, all Postmates, McDonald's.
For breakfast,
sub sandwiches for lunch, full steak dinner with all the trimming, seafood platter, lobster mac and cheese.
That was a sensational dinner.
Fantastic. Great dinner. That was one of the better seafood platters I've ever had because there was no bullshit on the platter.
It was loaded to the tits.
shout out Ruth Chris Steakhouse, Ruth Chris, because every steakhouse should follow suit with the design of the seafood tower. There was no clams. No.
Mikey, the photo you put on your Instagram today was incredible. You had the aerial view.
Yeah. One of the few pictures I took.
It looked better than I even remembered.
What do you mean? We got a ton of pictures.
No, Bob, did you see?
Captured an aerial shot of it.
Oh, you see a story?
Really nice.
I'll tell you. Really nice. I think Ruth Chris, we'd spend $150 on that seafood platter. I think they might have lost money on that platter, as crazy as that sounds.
Bro, I swear to you, there had to be five lobster tails on there. Alaskan king crab coming out of your ears. Two ramekins, big ramekins, full to the brim with lump crab cocktail meat. Jumbo shrimp hanging off of it. And like I said at the beginning, no mussels, no clams. And I'm not knocking those things. I'm just saying, when you're substituting a clam on the half shell out for Alaskan king crab, you're a big dog. That's a big dog move. And we didn't tell them to do that. That's just what came out.
Michael's plate looked like you'd scrape the ocean floor clean.
Boy, did he get. Let me tell you something.
It was stacked.
It looked like a wasteland. I dug up King Triton's fucking graveyard.
Yeah,
there was, and then I looked at Bob. Bob had almost every piece of Alaskan king crab.
That's not fair. He was loving the king crab.
Oh yeah, I looked at one point. I was like, I thought there was I thought there was Alaskan king crab on here. Bob's like, oh yeah, there's one here. There's like one smidgen of a thing. And I look over. This guy's got it. Looked like a fucking crab just crawled onto his plate. There was limbs and legs everywhere.
He was attacking that king crab.
The succulent.
Oh, the Andrea Gale, the perfect storm.
I'll tell you, man.
Sweet crab.
If I had a last meal, I think you give me king crab. I could put king crab down for hours and hours.
We saw this weekend.
I mean, but Joe, I had nothing on Mikey's plate.
No, you didn't. Mikey's plate Mikey's plate was so bad that he gave it to the server and he's like, that wasn't all mine.
By the way,
he
Yeah.
I had to preface it.
I had to say something.
Not only did he
someone ate a lobster tail and put the shell back onto the ice. Someone did that. Yeah. Someone did that. It wasn't me because I kept it on my plate like a
joke. Why don't you just leave it on the ice? Then?
That was you. That was you.
Was that you, Joey D?
You just raised your hand.
Was that you, Joey D? It might have been me.
But why would you take it off the ice?
You take the whole tail off the ice. You take the meat out. You put the empty tail on your plate. You don't put an empty tail back on the presentable tower. It's so nice looking.
Well, the tower was
I took ownership of it. Joe. And then I did look like a slob. I look like a fucking... I don't know.
That one lobster tail didn't make the difference,
Joe, you know where you could have put it that had plenty of room? How about a Mikey's master bedroom that he took?
This guy looked like an absolute
I'm glad he took the master.
He deserves the master.
So this has come on many of these trips.
This is another. Mikey, can I just tell you something?
This guy was living in, man.
Bob, I used that shower this morning because, by the way, the guy left at the crack of dawn. So I went into his shower this morning because I've been using that side little shit shower. This thing was a rain waterfall.
It was a nice shower.
I stayed in there an extra 5 minutes. It was unbelievable.
Real nice shower.
You know what that means, Joe? Next trip, he's up for a nice old bang job. Let me just say, this is another classic pretzel job.
First of all, we all walked into the house. We all met at the airport. Perez drove us to the Airbnb. No one got there before anyone else. We all walked upstairs at the same time. We were all walking the hallway, looking at the rooms. The master room. I said, I'm not taking the master, guys. Somebody else take the. No, Mikey, you take it. Mikey Masters, take it. I said, no, I don't want a small little room off to the corner.
But don't make it sound like I fucking ran up to the room
and I was like shotgun masters. I didn't say that.
I just said you're living like Tony Montana the last couple.
Not like Bob in Arizona. I could tell you that.
Oh, that's a different trip. Yeah, that was a different trip. Oh yeah, that's a different trip.
That could have been Rick. That could have been Rick Ross's bedroom for all we knew. That thing had its own area code.
Bob just walks out of the bedroom. He's like, whoa. He's just saying, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Let me tell you something.
Ricky Ross, Rose.
At least you guys had your own bath. I had to share a bathroom with Perez, connecting bathrooms. We never knew when you opened that door what you're going to open up to.
That's kind of scary.
That was me and Scotty in Arizona. Did you and Scotty? Scotty's a much different beast than Perez. That's also true.
That's also true.
Perez took a shit at one point. He said, nobody go within a mile of that bathroom. He had all those Hostess donuts.
I will say, to be completely honest.
Oh, that was crazy.
Wild.
I mean,
Mikey saw a snippet into what goes on in a Bob the Sports trip. And I think his mind was blown.
At one point in front of Perez, there was a court, which is, you got to watch the YouTube. If you're listening on audio, you got to go over to YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube to see what I'm talking about. The court is this big. It's like the size of a human head. Now, he says that's the only size they had. I'm going to believe him because I'm a great guy and a great friend, and I believe him. He's an honest guy. He's a great guy. I'll believe him. Quart of soft serve vanilla ice cream with cookie dough bites littered throughout the ice cream. In front of him, a bottle of NyQuil and a bag of Hostess powdered donuts about this big. Now, when we were in the 7-Eleven prior to going to the Airbnb, we wanted to pick up cases of water. We walked past the section with the donuts and everything. And all you see, I'm behind Perez, and all you see, his head just fucking snaps. He just goes, ooh. And man, oh man, was he polishing those puppies off like they were croutons.
You looked at me at one point, I'm like, Chris. Oh yeah, he's not lying. I looked at him one point, I was like, he's like, oh, I intend to eat every single one of these tonight.
Dude. Yo, dude, it was wild. It was scary. But then again, I could eat like that. It was also impressive. I know, that's why it scares me.
It was also impressive.
Yeah, it was.
In a weird way.
Folks, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I'm telling you right now, Athletic Greens is the real deal. I take it every single morning. Every single morning, I'm suiting up with the one, the only Athletic Greens. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized. helps your gut health, and does it all. Do the right thing. Knock down some AG1 today. You can't go wrong. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. You cannot go wrong. Start your day right. Take care of your health. Take ownership of your health with the fine folks over at AG1, Athletic Greens to the moon.
Bob, I woke up this morning at 5:30 in the morning to the sound of Michael walking down. I looked outside. He had a driver in a black tux.
Yeah, in a black tux.
Crazy, this guy acted like he was getting escorted to the White House.
And by the way, he got it on the way in. And think about it. NASCAR gave us an allowance. If you don't think that that puts a dent into the allowance,
well,
that,
good thing
that
I wasn't. I wasn't. But, I didn't get a ride. I didn't get a ride in.
You didn't have a driver on the way in.
He came with us.
Bob, we went together in the fucking in the rental car.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. But how about?
And if you think I'm trying, that's a write off. Second of all, that's a write off, and I am not going to use that against the traveling expense.
You should. It's part of your traveling.
No,
expense.
I don't want to. We want to save room on that.
Mikey. No, I don't think you can get the meals.
Hey, Joe.
But that being said, I do think that I only spent like $380 for train rides.
Thank you,
so
Joe.
So there was some wiggle
see,
room.
Joe takes the train. Meanwhile,
Joe's the real conservative now. Mr. No,
I didn't even go first class both ways.
Right. Simple guy.
Yeah, I said no to the sandwich car.
He took an e-scooter up to Daytona from West Palm. That's what he did.
I said no to the sandwich car just out of sheer respect. But Mikey, you know what was crazy to me is that you had a 9:30 flight, and you picked.
It's not a 9:30 flight. It was not a 9:30 flight.
Bob's a
9 o'clock flight.
9 o'clock.
Okay, 9 o'clock.
Same thing.
9 a.m. flight. You took a 5:30 a.m. By the way, there's got to be nobody on the road. It had to take you 45 minutes to get to the airport.
Bro, it took an hour and 10 minutes for this guy.
Okay, so you were there at 6:40 for a 9 a.m. flight.
The guy was driving an Expedition the size of a fucking Sprinter van. No,
that's enough.
No wonder.
Probably didn't stop for gas on the way home. Let me
tell you. Yeah, you should have.
Oh, Bob, it was a luxury.
This is another pretzeling.
Bob, it was like sheer black, and I looked out. I just saw a tank out there. It was a fucking behemoth.
Yeah, was the guy in a full tux?
He was in a tux.
No, he was in a suit.
Suit. Black suit, tux. What's the difference?
It's such a New Jersey thing for this guy to do to book a driver. Like, he did the same thing in Arizona. Just call a fucking Uber. Like,
no.
It's such a new... This guy, you would have thought...
Why would I do that if I'm writing? That's an expense write off. Why would I do...
You would have thought that Joe Pesci was in the back of this fucking car, man. Oh, I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing.
Try Woodrow Wilson, Bob. I'm surprised he didn't have an entourage with some fucking bulletproof cars ahead of him.
Guys, you've been with me now for 2 weekends in a row, multiple days. Do you see how uncomfortable I am in everyday situations with my size? Do you see
But
Mikey, you could book an XL. You could book the XL, the SUV.
That ends up costing you just as much as booking this in advance, dude. I'm telling you. And it's a write-off.
The guy in the suit had to be worth more.
Yeah, of course.
Guy's putting
really
his
nice.
Suit on.
I
really
bet
nice.
He was. I bet he was.
Really nice, yeah. And that was a climate controlled vehicle.
That thing had its own fucking.
Really nice in there. And this is the story with why I arrived so early at the airport, because I'm not going to just let you guys just make up stories. Like, I just decided to go to the airport. I don't travel as much as these guys. And the day we flew in, Perez tells me, looks at me, he goes, Mike, he's like, listen.
You're right.
He's like, this airport is the worst airport in terms of getting, now, Orlando, this is the worst Disney World. This is the worst airport for getting through security. It takes a long, long time to get through security. He goes, this is a minimum. This is a direct quote from Perez. This is a minimum 2 hour before your flight airport. That's what he said. I arrived at 6:40. Now, granted, that's 2 hours and 20 minutes before my flight. Okay, 20-minute cushion.
It's a domestic flight.
But he didn't specify that. He just said security.
He's scared. He's no, he did. He scared the bejesus out of Michael.
He did. Yeah, he bamboozled me.
We got it. We got it.
Did you get breakfast at the airport? What did you have at the airport?
Breakfast on the plane.
Oh, he had breakfast. He had breakfast on the plane.
Yeah, because he had first class.
Yes, he did. And on the way,
pod, Bob.
By the way.
I had the pod on the way back. Not on the way back.
On the way down. This guy's eating sesame noodles on the way down.
Oh, my. I turned down the sandwich cart. This guy had champagne chauffeurs.
I didn't have champagne.
I'm telling you right now, it looked like.
I bet it was top shelf.
Yo, these noodles, honest to God, it looked like he was on an Emirates flight.
What was the airline?
United.
Okay, United's good.
United Polaris.
United is good.
Bob, you also, just
to call out a spade. This guy's no stranger to a first class seat on an airplane.
They call him Bobby Concords.
Oh, let me tell you something, Michael. If this guy's not in the first three rows of an airplane, he ain't on it.
That's not true.
He's a group one guy.
Where I have walked by him, and then he's got the phone. He's recording me walk by him through first class and just banging me at the same time.
Let me tell you something.
Let me say this now. If there's ever a place where you should not be shamed to spend money, it's on an airplane, because the traveling experience is so miserable on an airplane if you fly coach. Everyone who flies coach out there knows it. I'm a guy who flies coach still if I go to certain places with my family. It is a miserable, I don't care what you say, especially if you're a bigger individual. It is a miserable,
I'm a big guy,
awful experience. If that's where I want to spend some of my money, that's what I'm gonna. I want to be comfortable, dude. I don't like flying to begin with, number one. Number two, I go into the bathroom, I have to fucking break my back to take a leak.
You took the picture again. It was pretty funny.
I take a picture every time because it's comical, because it's a joke. There's been nothing done to change it.
Well, the planes are small, man.
It's a joke, Joe.
By the way, for the people at home, I will say.
Go ahead, Bob.
I gotta say something first because the people at home think we're just banging them. We had a pretty good allowance in terms of travel expenditures, and for all intents and purposes, you should have used it, because if you don't use it, you're not. If you don't use it, you lose it. That's true.
Oh, we used it. I mean,
this guy overused it. He had to dip into my personal fund to wake up on his back.
He's talking to you.
Oh,
buddy.
The limousine riding, jet flying,
first class, man.
Noodle eating, fucking Michael.
Noodle eating. Those are good noodles.
Sesame soy.
I felt like that was a healthy option. The cold sesame noodle.
I sat 14C on the way back. Yeah, 14C.
That's tough.
Now here.
That's uncharted territory for Bob.
Well, I was aisle, so maybe it was whatever. A, B, C.
No, if you were on the left side of the plane, that's B. If you're on the other side, Z.
I was on the aisle of 14.
It's
14,
either
whatever.
B or E.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. No, there's three seats.
Oh,
right.
So
yeah. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about first class. First class is B-E.
It's not, because I'm the same way. That's where I spend my money on Reyna. I spend my money on travel. I really, really do enjoy
food.
And that's where I spend my money. And after that,
gambling losses.
Unfortunately, yes.
There's been a lot of them lately.
Jesus.
Tough scene.
Yeah. I get a call from my dad. Every week after he's like, just do me a favor, tell me something. How much you lose? Don't tell me you're losing too much money on the gambling. I'm not, Dad. I know you're listening. I am not. I'm stone cold. I'll say this, Mr. Berger.
He is not a reckless wagerer. He's not. I've seen
He's just a bad
not
one.
A, not a reckless wagerer. If I'm wagering the same as Bob is, then Bob's fine.
I mean, Bob is fine, and that's not to say anything. But I'm saying,
I appreciate that, Mike, because he calls every week.
You want to talk about a bombardier? You're talking about this guy with the NASCAR hat on is a
bombardier. Oh, that's outrageous! I was not placing big wagers at all.
Joey Nukes.
That's outrageous. That's a pretzel job.
For a couple nookies on some wild games.
I was placing $20 wagers on Prize Picks, and you guys
were not talking about Prize Picks. No.
Wasn't going Nuke Daddy this weekend. I didn't.
By the way, the Brill and the Dump Show brought to you by DraftKings. Starting right now, use promo code DUMB. It's going to be promo code DUMB. Bet $5, get a free $200 in bonus bets. Now, $200 might not be enough to cover Joey Nukes, but it is something, and it is nice.
I'll cover the first leg of his 18 parlay. That's about it.
I will say this, Bob, for as good as everything is going, like Bob can do no wrong in regular life, like in the regular everyday living. When it comes to the world of sports, there is some kind of I don't want to say that. I don't want to speak it into existence. We were up 2-0 in that soccer game within the first 14 minutes of the game.
Man United.
Bob walks down within minutes. There is a goal. And from that point onwards, we were snake bitten.
That was the first goal Luton Town had scored since October.
Oh my God. It was like the writing was on the wall. It was like Bob walked down the stairs and then the world just inverted.
I honestly think I've spent so much time with Jet. I don't disagree. You're not necessarily wrong. Yeah.
Well, Jets even worse.
Jets the worst.
Jets bet on Shoffley, and the poor guy got banged.
I love that guy, man. He's blood to me. He's so bad. He's so bad. I started on Twitter the hashtag fade Jet. That's what bothers me. When you tell me I'm a mush, I'll be the first to tell you that I'm a mush.
Yeah, you just got to put your hand up. I mean, totally. That's all it is.
He will defend it, and that drives me nuts because he stinks, and he shows up at my house every fucking weekend, and all we do we just lose money together constant. We're just constantly.
When it's golf season, Yaman is ripe for the pick.
I tell you what, he's a handsome son of a bitch, though.
Yes, he is. Yes, he absolutely is.
He texts me. He goes, "I look great in that picture." I go, "Yeah, you really do look." I go, "You look like an instructor for Top Gun."
You bang me in my AI. I look horrible.
That wasn't me. That was the AI, though.
No, he's talking about the ice cream taco.
No, I actually think it looks better than that one. The one where I'm a NASCAR, I look like a dopey fuck.
Let me see.
Look how stoned I look in this photo.
Did you see that?
It's a tough look. Look at that. That is a tough look.
By the way, how insane is Perez's, bro?
Yeah, he looks scary. Great.
He looks great.
He looks good. He looks good.
Michael, by the way, picked the best photo of him by far. He looks like a stallion.
Yeah. Mike, show the photo of you in an AI one more time, please.
Oh my!
That's a far cry from this one, isn't it?
You can go with that. Now you know what?
If my mom's watching and she's gonna get upset. Ma,
ring the bell. He's out for the count.
What time was that picture taken, Bob? What time? You can check the timestamp. What's the timestamp on that picture, Bob? And don't lie.
12:56 a.m.
12:56 a.m. Yeah. I was exhausted by that.
There's our boy Bernie back at him for more. Look at Bernie.
In the comfort of my own living room, Bob.
Look at Bernie.
That's absurd.
Hey, can I just say something? Even when he was passed out, he's still repping Daytona. That's a committed man.
Bro. Dude, I'm all aboard NASCAR, bro.
You watched the whole race, didn't you?
Sure.
If you have any type of ad deal, if I'm a company, if I'm a brand, and I want to get the biggest bang for my buck, my first call is to Mikey V. He's going to deliver.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to deliver time.
Yeah, but you know why? I don't really have that many spaces open anymore now. I'm pretty consumed. So now, you know, it's just, if you got me, you got me now, and I'm all on board. But if you miss the boat, then that's it. I don't know what I could tell you now, because I'm concentrating on who I'm with now, and that's it. That's it. I'm all on board.
There's more boats to catch if somebody came and knocking.
Right. No, you're
let's,
right.
Let's
right.
call it how it
no,
is.
You're right. Next up is NASCAR, and after them is, well, I don't want to say her name anymore. I'm.
What about the NFL? Oh, look at the Golden Arches.
Say it.
Oh, McD.
Let's go get that back.
Well, you've talked a lot of trash about McDonald's in the past, Michael.
Maybe it maybe it sparked a fire.
He said that they've rested on their laurels.
Maybe it sparked a little fire, Joe.
That's outrageous. Yo.
We got to stop. We got to stop banging people on this pod. I'm realizing, man, because we're just going off left,
you
right,
think
and
that
center.
Circulates?
I do. You know when it really hit me was when
NASCAR sponsored the Brilliant and Dumb Show.
No, it was great. NASCAR loves us. We love NASCAR.
No, but I'm saying that to me was a sign that we're moving up in the world here with this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh. And we got to be mindful of that.
Sure. I agree. The Aaron Rodgers thing hit me when I bashed Aaron Rodgers, and then the next day, Bo Hosser FaceTimed me. He was with Aaron Rodgers at the Pro-Am, and he showed Aaron Rodgers the video of my Acai Bowl video, and Aaron thought it was hilarious. And I felt – and I banged him on the show the day before. I just think we need to really be cognizant.
Well,
now,
you should never be banging Aaron Rodgers. One of the best to ever do it.
You know, Joe, he just – it's all about him. It's just – it's all –
You're banging him again.
Big year for the Jets coming up. Big,
huge year for the Jets. Yeah.
I'll take Jordan.
Huge.
All right. Good episode so far, fellas. Let's keep it on moving. Yes, but I will say just one more time, the 9 o'clock flight leaving at 5:30 was one of the funniest things I've ever.
Because I swear this guy was flying to Abu Dhabi.
Yo, it was great. I couldn't. I got in the car and I was giggling about that. Was I not, Joe? I couldn't stop laughing because it's just like classic Mikey B. Just like overthinking it, like way overly prepared, like in a good way.
He is prepared,
in a good way.
Yeah.
Totally. It's
sorry for being prepared.
If somebody's gonna make that move, it's gonna be Mikey V.
Had to go. By the way, how about you tell the other story that I had to go clock into my other fucking job when my plane landed?
That's
I worked
tough.
A fucking half day when I came back. How
but,
about that?
Well, and respect, but that has nothing to do. That's why you should sleep an extra.
Sure it does. If I didn't get to suppose I missed that flight. Then I got to call my boss and say, I fucking missed the flight.
Mike, you are
that is true. That is actually true.
Let me tell you something.
Bob doesn't care.
Get out of here. Yeah.
Shame.
Let me tell you, Mikey, you could have slept another 2 hours and you would have made it to that office.
That's
you could have slept. I'm just saying, it's crazy. But by the way, respect. My dad would love that. My dad would absolutely love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track, BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. BetterHelp.com.
All right, fellas, let's keep it moving on. We got the buy or sell segment of the show. What did you see in the week that you liked? What did you see that you not like? I would like to go first because I have a feeling one of you guys are going to say my sell because it's the most obvious sell maybe in the history of the buy or sell segment. Can I start? Yeah. I am selling the NBA All-Star game.
That was terrible.
It's just such an obvious. I don't even need to describe how pitiful this game is. A clip circulated of Kobe Bryant talking about years ago, rest in peace, about the All-Star game and how fans want to see how cool it would be to see the greatest pickup game in the world. I don't remember when Jordan would play in the All-Star game. You guys probably do. If it was better then, I would take it that it would be. But
the All-Star games used to be great.
Yeah, and I don't really remember that, or at least like, you know, maybe when I was early days, like they would turn it on in the fourth quarter at least. What an absolute disaster. We tuned into it and just, oh,
it was despicable.
It really was.
They're chucking threes from half court every time they come up. It's comical. They need to stop it is what they need to do. Just stop it because it's embarrassing. It's bad for the sport.
I will say the one.
The NBA is already on life support. I think it's almost unwatchable to begin with. I mean, that's just insulting and throwing salt in the wound.
But one thing that baseball does really well is the All-Star game because it actually means something.
It's true.
Yes, and I think that other sports could take that into account and maybe implement that to some degree because – That will in and of itself motivate the players to start playing because they don't give a shit out there. They're just laughing. They don't give a shit. But you incentivize it even a little bit for that home advantage for the final and, you know, that extra playoff home game. I think that's enough.
I think the MLB stopped that, though. I don't think it's, did they I don't really? Think it's for home field in the World Series
did they,
anymore.
Did they really?
Yeah, I don't believe that's the case anymore.
I thought that's what they did.
I don't believe so anymore. I don't.
Well, they banged themselves because that was a good thing to do.
You're right. It's such a simple thing.
Yeah, they got rid of that rule.
That's terrible.
That's awful. Yeah. That was a great rule.
I agree. Joe's so right. And by the way, if they did the All-Star game, if they did that where you just get home court for the finals, it's not like it would be do or die. Same thing when baseball did it. It wasn't do or die, but it was enough to make them play pretty damn hard, and if you incentivize it just a little bit, I think it's a really simple fix.
What about this? Why don't you take away the play-in tournament, and for the All-Star game, the winner of the All-Star game, they all make extra money. Why not do that?
Joey,
they're already given $500,000.
I said they should do a big purse, and then the winners split.
Yeah, the winners.
The problem is the guys. The guys playing in that game make so much money already. Like, what kind of a purse are you going to put together that's going to be substantial enough where they're going to give a shit?
But Mikey, to Joe's point, they did it for this play-in and they cared. You could tell by the reaction.
The play-in. What's the purse for that, Joe, for each guy?
$500,000.
A guy?
Yeah.
See, are they going to do that again for the All-Star game? I don't know. I guess
no. I'm saying I would rather take away the play-in tournament. It was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And
it
doesn't change anything. And then make the All-Star game the winner of the All-Star game. Each player gets $500,000.
Yeah.
Or actually, they probably have more. I mean, it will at least give these guys could go out and buy a Lamborghini or something after if they win the game. Like, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it would motivate them a little bit.
Yeah.
Or they could have every day.
I was going to do it and I backed off because I saw
it. Well, just go ahead because I knew it was coming.
Or they could.
I knew he was going to go. Just fire the shot, Bob. You already cocked the hammer back. Just pull the trigger. Go ahead. The hammer's cocked. Pull the trigger.
It's like this, Michael. It's like this.
I know. I'm not going to. Go. What is it?
He put the face in Michael's gun and he didn't pull the trigger.
He did.
So the guy's already he's already on life support.
Okay. All right, respectfully. Okay. Joey D, let's send it over to you.
I'm gonna buy this week. And this is something that in the past I've enjoyed, but I'll be honest, for a long time, for quite some time, I really have not watched to the extent that I did this weekend, and I thought it was awesome. I thought it was enjoyable to even place a wager on. I thought it was great. It brought us together as a group 2 weeks in a row now. The English Premier League, I thought placing a group wager, even on teams that we did not follow, did not care, were not fans of, I thought it was awesome. I thought from start to finish, it was exciting. We did multiple games, so it wasn't like we had a one-off game that was just really good. Multiple games. I got to be honest. I thought it was awesome. I really enjoyed, and it brought me back to, like, you know, back when I used to watch a hell of a lot more soccer than I do now. And I think if you could get past the fact that some of the games are on earlier in the morning.
I love that.
It was awesome. Anyway. It was so enjoyable. And by the way, it kickstarted the day off beautifully. Just that first early morning little hit. Little breakfast.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I really enjoyed it. And to be honest, I think I need to start watching some more English Premier League. That's my buy of the week. I really, really enjoyed it.
I know it is. I know I banged us, and I'm sorry about that, and I don't disagree with that. But I will say, it's really my first time diving into soccer. I really, really enjoyed it. I mean, it was a fun. I wonder like if I would have as much fun watching it by myself. I think watching it with you guys made it a lot of fun. I think that maybe that's anything, but I agree with the buy. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Well, that's the same thing if you watch a football game by yourself as opposed to watching it with the boys. It's always going to be a little bit less appealing. But I do think if the Digest were to reconnect over a morning game one day, I think we'd still have a lot of fun with it.
By the way, Digest
once we're lined up in the coast, especially once
the East Coast timeline,
that's going to change a lot.
Digest as a whole is hot. Gambler's Digest.
Horseman and Digest are back.
Horseman's back too.
Horseman's back too. That's with the three of us and Perez for reference there. That's so correct. Horseman's very much back. Mikey, we'll send it over to you.
Yeah, I'm going to have an obvious buy. I got to be honest. My attention and investment had not been there in the past, but I'm fully invested now. The NASCAR experience. I'm going to buy NASCAR. And I know people are going to say, well, you're buying NASCAR.
I mean, you look like a walking billboard.
I got to tell you, I enjoyed every, and I know we got the short end of the stick, and today was a gorgeous day in Daytona. It was like 70 and sunny as soon as our planes departed. Sick. But I'm going to say this. They couldn't have been nicer. They couldn't have been more hospitable. They couldn't have been more accommodating. They took us around to go look at the merch and let us go and look and get some stuff. And they let me get, and then, you know, they sealed the deal. They let me get stuff for my kids on their dime. Wow. And that's just like ultra, ultra class.
Little Dom.
Like, just class all the way with NASCAR. The drivers that we met couldn't have been nicer guys at all. Like they could. I just got to say, like, I'm so bummed that we actually couldn't stay to see the actual race. And I hope we get the opportunity next year in NASCAR. If you're ready, we're ready.
That's exactly right. And, you know, something that I thought was really funny. We ended up, of course, going to Ruth Chris with our NASCAR jackets. But to start the whole thing of getting the jackets, the NASCAR rep, who was awesome, took us over to the merch the day before the race. And she's like, you know, get anything you guys want. It's on us. Now, when she said that to me, if somebody takes me into Yankee Stadium and they take me in to the merch store, one of the things that you just kind of know is off limit. You don't pick out the big Yankees jacket that you know is the most expensive thing there and leave it to Joey D, who saw the big he saw the big yellow Pennzoil jacket. There's t-shirts. There's hats. The most expensive thing on these trucks are those big jackets. And Joe goes,
I mean, it wasn't even that expensive, Bob.
Joe, it was $150. Everything that else
jacket,
was like.
That jacket was, they got the discount on it. It should have been $600. Michael said.
Yeah. And the shirts were $10.
Well, I'm going to say this. The merch that you get at a NASCAR event, if it was at an NBA, NFL, MLB event, would cost you five times as much.
But Joe didn't know the price of that.
That's also correct. That's no, also correct.
It had it up on the truck.
No, you didn't. No,
it had it up on the truck.
You did not know. No, you didn't. That's a lie.
Bob, you said, Joe. Bob, you're so full of shit, man. I said to Bob, I said, I'm going to get the jacket. He's like, well, you don't need the jacket. It's expensive. I'm like, it's $150.
And then with a lady at the register.
Did I not see that?
No, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. When the girl said you could get whatever you want, like that puts you in an uncomfortable position. Cause like, what does that mean? I'd rather she would have been like, listen, each of you guys, we're giving you each $200. Get whatever you
want. And
by like,
the way, get what you did want, the jackets contribute to our overall content?
Yes.
I mean, without those jackets, we would have been dead in the water.
The jackets saved our content.
It didn't.
Although this is a great t-shirt.
I don't know. Look, the jacket.
Perez's whole video was based on that jacket.
I ended up getting the jacket after you got it because then we did see the content opportunity. But when she does tell you get anything you guys want, you stay away. Mikey, if she said that to you and you had the first pick of the litter, there's that you would have that.
No, once Joe opened the floodgates and she was like, that's fine. I was like, oh, fuck it. It's fine. Totally. Okay, that's fine. Joe, it's good.
I asked.
And then
I said to her, I said, can I get the jacket? She said, yeah, get whatever you want.
I think, yeah.
I'm being painted out here like I just picked out half a truck and then threw it on the lady's credit card. I looked at her and said, is it okay if I get that jacket? If it was a problem, she would have said something.
I don't know.
I would have known very quickly.
Imagine if Joe went over to like the power tools tent, which was there, by the way. If he went over, can I get one of those chainsaws over there? I got a couple palm trees in the yard.
You know what, Michael? You know what somebody posted on my post today? They said, Cuts just copied Bob as per usual and got the same jacket as he does with everything else. So I got banged. Some guy was like, as per usual, Cuts just copied Bob and got the same jacket.
That's true.
When in reality, I was the pioneer who got that jacket.
The pioneer.
The Pennzoil pioneer.
Yeah, the Pennzoil pioneer. That's right. The Pied Piper Pennzoil pioneer. Say that three times.
We got a lot out of those jackets. I have a picture.
Peter, the Pennzoil pioneer.
I have a picture of Perez and Joe at Ruth's Chris at the urinals side by side with their NASCAR jacket on.
God, it's good.
It's so good, man. It's
so good.
I couldn't stop laughing that whole dinner. Anything, like when we were singing Bohemian Rhapsody on the way home, and you could hear me hackling in the back, because when you're watching Joe sing the vocals and Mikey with his sun drop jacket, it's one we're the biggest clowns of all time. We really are. Such a circus.
We're just a unique group of individuals.
This guy never wants to give us the bad adjective. He'll always try and say that it's
you
like
gotta
it's not
always
as bad as
put yourself. You can't put yourself down, Michael.
Joe,
we suck.
Putting ourselves down. Yeah,
we're clowns. We suck. We ate like shit.
Well,
we
people enjoy clowns to the point where they buy a ticket to the circus.
Well, I guess so. I guess so. And with that, like, comment, and subscribe to the Brilliantly Dumb Show, please. The last thing I'll say, when NASCAR handed that girl that credit card to tell us to take us to the merch tent, there ain't a prayer in hell that they were expecting that they were going to come back with an over $700 tab. There's just no way.
Yeah, it was a tough bill. It's a tough bill.
I bet you those reels came back in a real good way, Bob, for them.
I gave them two.
In your defense, Joe? Yeah. Yeah. I think our reels crushed. So
to the point where I think that there's a little bit of a stirring within the social media world that we're now NASCAR guys and there's people talking.
Do you know how many messages I got from drivers today asking us to come by the crew, like the pit? They're like, come to station 3 or come to garage 5. Yeah, nonstop.
That's good. Bob Ticket and I once this past year, we had a layover in Newark and we couldn't decide what to eat. There's a whole area where it's just like, there's so many food options.
Newark.
There's so many food options.
That new terminal, the Terminal A is great. Terminal A is great.
It just goes to show New Jersey. I said it to you the other day, Mike. I mean, New Jersey food wise, that's my number one food place in the world. Because,
that's right.
You could pick Italy, but at the same time.
No.
You can't get like the sub sandwiches that
you listen.
Like
you don't want to leave North America. You don't want to leave North
Michael,
America.
You haven't been to Italy.
Yes, I have. I've been to Italy. I went to Italy when I was 15 for 10 days. I went and I loved it. And listen, I was young. Yeah, I remember it very well.
I feel like if you went now, it would change things.
I would love it, but I would want to come home. I'd want to come back to the United States.
Of course.
But that's what I'm saying. I would never want to live outside of the United States.
I'm not saying live. I'm saying from a food perspective.
Oh, no, sure. But even food-wise, though, I would rather have the consistency of being able to vary it in the United States.
But to me, not just the United States, I think you would go even further to say in New Jersey specifically.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think there's other states than New Jersey that could provide a well-rounded menu, but not many that could stand toe-to-toe. Not many.
I think Vegas is up there.
No, Joe, not
there's
even
close. So many restaurants in Vegas, Bob. They have every single restaurant.
But it's all big monster chains like Gordon Ramsay and all this. New Jersey, you can go block to block and get sliced.
That's
slice
what I'm saying. Like
slice.
That pie, that picture of that pie I showed you the other day, like I never even heard of that pizzeria. Yeah. And it's not like it's far. It's in the same county that I live in. I'd never heard of it. It looked like the best pie in the world.
That's Star Tavern. Go get it. Still gets
Star
me
Tavern's,
going.
Star Tavern is a Sartre Tavern is a New Jersey staple. It's like one of the most well-known pizza joints in the
world. Is it really?
Yes.
It was
sensational. It's like a Ralph's in Nutley. It's like Pete and Elda's in Neptune City. It's like one of those. So it's like a top dog.
And by the way, that's not a shot to Italy by any means. When I went to Italy with Joe, that opened my eyes to, but again, the Neapolitan thing I think would wear on me after a while. And then they don't do, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe.
How good was that sandwich you had?
Tremendous. But it was really good. It was Antico a la Fantico.
Which tell you what, Manzano's chain. Wasn't too bad, though, was it?
Manzano's.
Shout out, Manzano's.
Shout out, Manzano's. Also, shout out Luna's Woodfire Tavern, the official sponsor of the Bill and the Dumb Show. They don't do, I don't think Italy does, like, hoagies, like a New Jersey sub chicken cutlet hoagie style.
Nobody in Italy eats like that. Only Americans eat like that. Where they give you the fucking gigantic, it's obscene. But that's what it is.
Great pasta, though.
Yes, it is.
Great pasta.
Yes, it is.
All right, fellas, here's the deal. We got a very interesting, we got a very fun top five coming in there hot today. Really interesting one. What we're going to be doing, this is a suggestion by Mikey, and a lot of, I've seen it. When Mikey suggested it, we've seen it from the followers as well.
Not really my suggestion. I'm just bringing to light.
Yeah. And
the messenger.
Keep the comments flowing, because there's some really good ideas. The top five, why don't you tell them what we're going to be doing here today, Mikey?
Well, we're going to see how it works today. We're going to try it today, tonight, for the first time. We've been getting suggestions, and I have to agree that it may be interesting to look at, and we're going to try it for a draft-style top five, wherein there will be no repeats in any of the lists, because once the thing or person or whatever is gone, they're gone. So it's like a draft. So now we got to put on our thinking caps. Now we got to play general manager. And this is gonna be interesting. I think this is going to be fun. And we'll see how it goes. And maybe we'll do it every week. Maybe we'll only do it sometimes. It'll be up to discussion by the boys.
I'm a little concerned.
About what, Joseph?
Just that we're going to lose track of the snake order in the draft. Like, is someone going to be writing down the selection?
We're not going to lose.
Are we going to be writing down the selection?
Here's what has to be determined is draft order, though. Who's getting the one pick, the two pick, the three pick?
That was my concern.
We should do a wheel.
Mike, I'll get the wheel fired.
The wheel is always just. No question about it.
I got to fill the air here, though, because I
got
the wheel.
I got you covered. But, Joe, you get how we're going to roll this now?
Well, yeah, you just pick your top five.
And it'll avoid us.
But you need a designated power forward.
That's why it's going to get interesting. Well, let's tell them. We're going to tell them what we're going to be doing here today. Do you want to tell them, Joey D?
No, you're on a groove.
What we're going to be doing today is we are going to assemble our starting five on all-time NBA players. Starting five. All-time NBA players. Mikey V's got the wheel ready to go. So we're going to rock and roll. Now it's a snake draft too. So Joe, if you're last, you go third and then it comes right back to you. I'm nervous. I'm kind of nervous.
Okay. We could see Giuseppe is the blue block. Roberto has red. And then Miguel is in the yellow. Does everybody see that? Right. Does everybody
Miguel's
see that?
Miguel's hard to see, but yes, I see the other two.
Okay. Okay. We ready?
Yeah.
Spin it.
Okay. This is for the first pick. Oh, my.
Wow. I don't know if you. Yeah, I mean, he's got his guy. Okay, so that's first. Now we got to do second.
That's the first
this
pick.
Fun. This is
now,
fun.
Should I eliminate his name? Yeah, right?
Well, no, if it goes on me, just spin it again.
Yeah,
but I don't want to waste the people's time. I don't want to have dead air on the pod because that's not what we're about. We're about an active, moving, going pod. That's what we are. All right, here we go. Roberto in the blue, Miguel in the red. Don't fuck me, man.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
No.
Oh, yeah. I want the three. I want the three.
I want the three for sure. Oh,
Bob in the two hole.
Okay. So, Joey D, you're GM now. Let's see you really, really GM this thing, Joey
this
D.
Is great. Maybe
it's not as obvious as people think.
No, it's obvious. I'm taking Michael Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
There was another guy there who's so dominant in his position that I almost thought about it, but I would take a beating if I didn't take Michael Jordan.
Joey D gets Michael Jordan, and Joey D, what spot are you putting him at?
Well, he's my shooting guard.
Okay. Because remember, then you couldn't get banged on that.
He's not a point. He's my shooting
guard. Yeah, but I mean, like, you could start. I mean, you.
No.
So you have to do point shooting, power forward, small forward.
Center. Totally. You do that. You can't take.
Okay.
You know. Okay. You can't. Okay. So I'm going to take LeBron James and I'm going to take him as my strong forward, but I could move him around if need be.
You mean power forward?
Power forward.
my small forward. He's my small forward.
Small forward. Okay.
I apologize. My small forward.
See, but a guy like LeBron, he could play any position. So Bob could.
That's
really
the beauty of him. I can move him around, Chris. So I have a small forward for now.
Okay. So you got him at small forward. No, that's where he's got to stay though. Now Bob, he's got to stay there.
Yeah, he's got to stay there.
I can't switch him to the power forward if I want to.
No, you're picking. Right now, when are you going to switch him?
Well, that's the game beauty time? That's the beauty of LeBron. He can play everywhere. You can't put MJ.
Michael Jordan could play anywhere too if you wanted to.
All right, fair enough.
Let's just stick with what we're doing. Okay.
I get it.
All right, now it's on me. Okay. Okay, I'm going to take Shaq. Give me the Diesel at center. Got my center locked down. Give me Shaquille O'Neal. And then give me Kobe. I'm going to take Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant's my pick.
What position?
Shooting guard.
Shooting guard. Okay.
Good question, though, Joseph. You're not wrong.
Yeah, it's a good question. Okay. Shaq and Kobe reunited.
All right.
So then it's... Who is it? Bob? It's Bob.
Yeah, let me just make sure I'm going to get this. I love this, by the way. Okay. Give me Magic Johnson at point.
Wow, that's a great pick.
I'm liking my team. Yeah,
that's a good pick. It's a good pick. It's a good fucking pick. Joseph?
This is awesome, by the way. We're doing this every style now. Yes, Joseph, yes.
Okay, I'm going to go.
He said, is it me now? As if there's only three of us.
I'm going to take Steph Curry as my point guard.
Good pick. How do you not know?
Steph Curry. Point guard, and then I'm going to take – this is where it gets
fucking
interesting.
Magic, man, that killed me, that pick, Bob. That fucking killed me.
I'm going to take then – this is tough.
Sure.
I'm going to take Wilt Chamberlain as my center.
Wilt the still. No,
yeah. The guy's one of the most dominant fucking players of all time. I mean
– he absolutely is.
Yeah,
he absolutely is.
I'm telling you what, boys, I'm loving my team. Give me Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at center.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Kareem By the way, dream. Joe not knowing if it was his pick or not, sickest, as if there's 12. It's one of the craziest things it really is. I mean, how do you not know whose pick it is?
I was looking down. I didn't know if you had back-to-back picks or not, Bob. Will you relax?
Okay.
Fucking sick.
I am going to go with... This is going to be a big swing for my team. Big swing. Point guard, Conor McGregor, you fucking jackass. Point guard, give me Oscar Robertson at point guard. Give me the big O. And then at power forward, Mr. Timothy Duncan. Mr. Tim Duncan at power forward.
Okay. Really good stuff. That was my pick. Timmy D was my pick.
Well, Magic was, I was upset with the Magic pick. That hurt.
Okay.
Bob, you have to fill shooting guard and power forward.
Right. Give me, believe it or not. Believe it or not, I am going to go. Give me Kevin Durant as my shooting guard.
I mean, he was 6'10". Is he going to be your shooting guard?
Well, I could put him – that's what I was thinking. I could put him power forward.
Yeah, you got to slot him in for power forward.
Kevin. I can't have him
I thought LeBron was his power forward.
No, he called small forward on
small
LeBron.
Small forward.
He did. So we'll give him KG. We'll give KG to Bob there.
KD. KD.
Who'd you say?
Kevin Durant.
Oh, not Kevin Garnett. Oh, that's my fault then. You could put KD at shooting
guard. Right? I didn't think Garnett.
I thought you said Garnett.
Oh, if it was Garnett.
I'm sorry. So Durant for Bob. Okay. Joe, two picks to finalize your team.
This is awesome.
Power forward, I'm going to go with Dirk Nowitzki.
This guy just banged me, dude. He just banged me.
Did he?
Just completely banged me.
I got three-point shooters for fucking days, bro.
Go ahead.
I got Jordan, I got Curry, and I got Dirk. Oh, my God. And I got Wilt Chamberlain picking up the boards.
Yeah, who's the last center? Pick?
All right. Will you relax?
You're going on.
You had this whole thing. I'm going to change the board.
Yeah, it was a good back-to-back, though.
And then what else do I need? I need a small forward.
Yeah.
Small forward.
A forward in general. Yeah, you need a forward.
For forward.
Don't fuck me.
I know what I'm going to do here.
Just go ahead.
Fuck.
Just go ahead.
Go ahead. And
forward.
Fuck.
Should I fuck?
Just pick.
Okay, for forward, I'm going to go with Hakeem Olajuwon.
No. Wait.
Forward,
Mike,
right?
Mike, you didn't have Hakeem Olajuwon?
No.
No, you took Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yo, Joey D stock.
Okay,
man.
Okay.
I am fucking strapped. <This guy. laughs> If I don't win this week, I swear to God,
yeah,
man,
he's got a good team.
I got
team,
a
man.
Fucking rounded team for days, man.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I got Michael Jordan.
If I'm able to finalize this team, and by the way, Hakeem Olajuwon is a center, so I mean, but that's
he fine. Could be a forward.
Okay, fine.
If he can do that, then I know my next pick. If we could play ball.
Up to the committee. Like if you don't want to give him as a forward, I'll take another player.
Committee approves here.
No, it's approved.
That's the tough cookie.
Go ahead, Bob. Go ahead.
He doesn't like his team, Joseph. He does not.
I love my team. But
no,
yeah,
I don't think you do.
It hangs in the balance right now. It hangs in the balance.
Give me Bill Russell at four.
All right.
He's going to do Karl Malone.
Sure shit, I'm not going to do Karl Malone. I'm going to tell you who I'm going to do.
Fuck.
Kobe Bryant, Oscar Robertson, Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal, and last but not least, the Hick from French Lick. Give me Larry Bird.
I almost took Larry Bird as well.
Give me Larry Bird.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick.
Okay, so
Mikey,
what's our...
Mikey, lay out the teams here.
All right, Joseph, starting. Michael Jordan.
Oh,
Steph Curry.
Oh, my.
Double towers of power with Hakeem Olajuwon and Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh,
might not be the best moving team.
No, he's going to have problems getting down the floor.
I got
man.
Jordan Dirk, and Curry. Yeah. Dirk Nowitzki, and that's Joe's team. Dirk, Wilt, Hakeem, Steph, MJ. Bob is rolling with Kevin Durant, Magic Johnson, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and who was the last pick, Bob?
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell. Okay.
That's a pretty good team.
Good team. And then my team, Kobe Bryant, Oscar Robertson, Larry Legend, Tim Duncan, and Shaquille O'Neal.
That's a good team, too.
It's going to be interesting.
I think, first off, Joe's team.
The draft is fascinating.
It is. Joe's team getting down the floor is going to have some problems, man.
I got Jordan Steph Curry.
Those knees. Nowitzki at the three.
They better have the ice bucket ready at halftime there.
Yeah,
nobody's out shooting threes from us, and nobody's outboarding us. Let me tell you that right now.
Larry Legend, I mean.
I got Steph Curry, the greatest three-point shooter of all time. And then I got Jordan pulling up the fucking perimeter on fadeaways.
I got the dog, Kobe.
We're not doing anything off the bench, right? We keep it there like an honorable mention.
Oh, no,
honorable
mention will be the sixth man. We
should
do the
sixth man. Yeah,
yeah.
This is fun.
Got to do the sixth man.
Who's up? I forget who's up.
It would be Bob. No, it would be me.
No, it would be you.
It would be me.
Oh, I got mine.
It would be me. Hold on.
Wait. Would
it
be
Michael, then Bob?
It would be me.
Michael, then Bob.
Yeah, it would be me. Okay. I got to think what I need here. And I got to also look at who's taken. Man, this is tough now. This is why the drafts are interesting, because
drafts is the way to go.
It's the way to go. You know what? Nobody took him. So I think I almost have to take him. He was mentioned, but again, nobody took him. I'm going to take Kevin Garnett. Give me Garnett. I'll put him as the sixth man. One of the most versatile big men ever to play, small forward, power forward. I think Garnett could do it all.
I might win my list off of honorable mention. I think might excel me. Give me Dr. J as my honorable mention. Julius Erving.
Sure.
Yeah. Joey D coming off the bench.
You guys said I have a lot of big men on my team, so I'm gonna take a quick shifty guy. Give me Allen Iverson off the bench.
It's a nice play.
It's a fun play.
Could have went Jerry West there. I was contemplating old Jerry West, but old Pistol Pete?
I like the pizzazz, and I like a little bit of the cockiness that Iverson brings.
AI's a good pick.
Have you ever heard Jet's bit? And it's not necessarily a bit for him. Like, he really believes it. And it's an interesting conversation. Like, Jet will always say, like, there's no way that Pistol Pete would have been able to guard Allen Iverson. Or, like, there's no
I'm
way
sure
that
there's not.
There's like I'm no sure way not. that Dr. J would have been able to guard Kevin Durant and prevent Durant from scoring like 40. Like he said, the new age is so much better. Or like,
but that's like saying like Chuck Bednarik couldn't tackle, Tyreek Hill. Like, of course he could.
It's an interesting conversation that I almost do feel like, although these guys had to be so good, I never got to see them play, but like, I see what he's talking about. It's hard for me to look at Pistol Pete, as much as I love Pistol Pete and those shorts that he was wearing, and imagine that Pistol Pete could hang with Allen Iverson. You know what I mean? Like, or like Larry Bird. Like, it's hard for me to imagine that
one of the best, Bob.
Yeah, okay. Larry all right. Bird? I don't remember these guys playing. It's a little before my time.
You ask MJ about Larry Bird.
He'll I was so young.
Larry Bird was a dog.
Yeah, Larry Bird's a dog.
Well, I'll tell you this, fellas. It looks like the snake draft is now in play. It really does. We'll take a look at the comments and see what they say. We're always
just have a Bone put up a vote on Twitter and on Instagram once the episode's out. We want to do
the thing is
regular, or do you want to do?
I will say this with the snake draft, we could also rerun some of the top fives we've done.
Yes, we could.
Top five snacks, top five chips, top five.
Because once those hot ones go off the board,
you've
got to
change it up.
This just got fun. You know what I want to run back?
We did the whole top five now.
You know what I want to run back? I suggested this top five today, and we already did it. Let's do the next one for the snake draft. We do fast food items. So top five fast food items.
Yeah, I like that.
And
pick. Lock that in for next week.
And I'm telling you, man, I'm out for that Baconator in the third or second or third round would really
it's
be
a sleeper.
Nice.
It's a sleeper.
Oh, the Baconator. Oh. Fellas, anything else you want to touch on before we wrap up here?
No, I thought we crushed this pod.
I really do too. So why don't we go ahead and give a nice warm round of applause to the Brandon Dumb Show there, fellas. Special up. The show's hot. We appreciate the support forever and always. Like, comment, subscribe, watch NASCAR. We love NASCAR to the goddamn moon. We'll see you next week. That's been another edition of the Brandon Dumb Show.